Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere.
What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I am here with that snack, Poly Cupcakes.
What is up?
Caps fans, we've got a great episode for you today. We're going to be talking all about women's hockey, the NWHL, the Women's World Cup. Give you some results, give you some happenings amongst those leagues and teams, and, you know, it should be good. As you can tell, we do not have our DraftKings ad read going, and as we said in Monday's episode, it's not because we were bad partners, it was because we were so good that they wanted to move it to the mid-roll so that you can't skip it. And that means that we can just pop it in on you at any time during the mid-roll and you have no idea when the fuck it's going to happen. I mean, you know, I love this power. I'm going to be honest. It's been the first episode was a success. I feel like we should run a contest. If you can tell us when the DraftKings ad read goes on, like to the second.
Yeah, but doesn't that leave the option for corruption?
Hmm? What do you mean?
Like, are you talking they're going to guess when we do?
Yeah.
So we could just decide to do it.
Polly, how sick are you in the head that you even think about rigging something so sacred? You're corrupt as fuck.
Yeah, you know, I'm... You peel back these layers and it's just dry, rotting, termite-infested, corrupted flesh.
Oh my god, that's so graphic too, Jesus Christ. Alright, well, fine, we won't do a contest. thanks, Polly. I guess we should have drinks after that, yeah. Fucking weirdo.
1, 2, 3.
Alright, Caps fans, so... If you didn't know, the NWHL is no more. Is that right, Polly?
That is true. So last Friday, on September 7th, I'm sorry, it wasn't on Friday.
Okay.
The NWHL announced that they are changing their name to the Premier Hockey Federation. So, one of the main taglines mm-hmm. to bring home this point is no labels, no limits.
So, instead of calling out like women.
Right. Yeah. So, the rebrand is multifaceted. By calling it a federation... It's meant to be more attractive to international players.
Okay.
Because a lot of Asian and European leagues are federations instead of leagues. Another part of it is they wanted to be more inclusive for various gender identities.
Okay.
And then they wanted to put the focus, as we already said, on these athletes as athletes, not female athletes. So, by removing the W, it takes it from being a women's league to being a professional league. So that's kind of, they're just trying to, they're trying to say with this name that you're watching elite hockey players. There doesn't need to be the caveat. They're women.
Right.
So, you know, like, is that making sense?
Yeah. But, I mean, they're not going to allow any men into this league, obviously, right?
I don't believe so. Okay. They have had a trans woman in the league.
They have?
Yes. Wow. There were a few former players who talked about how this is very good for inclusion. It'll make a lot of players feel more comfortable saying what they do. I know there was a former player talking about how it made him uncomfortable saying he played in a women's league because of his gender identity.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so a couple quotes from their press release is from the commissioner, Tyler Tumania. Mm-hmm. Said the Premier Hockey Federation is home to some of the best professional athletes in the world who deserve to be recognized for their abilities and to be empowered as equals in sport. This league has come a long way since its inception in 2015, and we believe that this is the right time and the right message as we strengthen our commitment to growing the game and inspiring youth. So, I'm just trying to grow the game. Yeah.
Get
more people.
Right, and it seems like I feel like this is more of a not calling out that it's a women's league versus anything else, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the main aspect, is let's just call these people athletes.
Right.
Let's not give it the caveat that they're women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, they're elite. Let's just call them professionals.
Fair enough. And they are elite. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on my soapbox here a little bit. I almost wish that, I mean, this is cool. Like, whatever. I'm not like judging this, but like, in this age of, you know, like this kind of like political correctness type thing, well, not, or just this type of shift in society, I almost kind of like wish something would double down on, yeah, we're fucking women and we're awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, we're women and we'd make you fucking beer league slobs look like fucking trash.
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be the opposite way to go, but would still be positive.
Yeah. Like, well, it'd be mostly negative because if I were to run the campaign, it'd just be like, these women, like going, finding like people who talk shit on Twitter and then just like putting in a beer league team for like three games and making sure they play that team and just absolutely slaughtering them and then just laughing.
Yeah, I mean, we play beer league against a lady who played D1.
Oh my god, she was a monster.
And, yeah, I mean, she beat me for the game-winning goal. What a power move.
Dude, not only did she beat you, she went outside, like, outside, almost completely outside of the circles outside. Like, no man's land, beat you power move, comes in, buries, and then I'm like trying to skate back and she fucking runs into me and I just like eat it. Like I fell down.
Yeah.
Just solid, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, she fucked me up. Yeah, I mean, I would have felt bad regardless of that play. I felt a little bit better that she played D1, though.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice when you play against someone good and you get validated with their experience.
Right.
You're like, okay, at least it makes sense why I got my ass kicked.
Right, right.
But, you know, just to bring this all together, she's amazing. And, you know, some people would probably have an attitude of like, oh, that's a woman on their team. You know, that's who we're going to try to beat or pick on.
Right.
And that's a bad decision.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I think that she probably would have also beat the shit out of most of our players, too.
Yeah.
Like, in fisticuffs, if you would say.
Yeah. And I got one more quote here from Madison Packer. She's the captain of the Riveters. And she said, from an opportunity standpoint, it's huge. I understand and appreciate not having to define ourselves as female athletes anymore. Now we are defining players based on skill and what they bring to the game. This is about recognizing that regardless of gender, athletes are talented. So, what we've been saying this whole time. This definitely seems to be the main objective out of the three. While the other two are important and matter to them, it definitely seems it's, you know, the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, they're not the NMMHL or the MNFL, you know? Like, all these leagues don't have to specify that they're men's leagues.
True.
So I think the NWA, or, you know,
the PHF
is trying to go along those lines of, all these men's leagues don't say men, so why do we have to say women?
Fair enough.
And makes sense. That.
Yeah, I like it too.
It'd be cool if the other sports started doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind this move at all. And I guess the big thing is it like, I wonder, when you say Premier, I just wonder if there's like some weird partnership between the Premier Lacrosse League.
Well, maybe. That'd be cool.
I mean, that's stupid. It's probably not a thing or anything, but interesting enough.
Yeah, and, you know, calling it Premier, I wonder, I don't know, maybe it'll attract some of the athletes from the PWHPA. Probably not, but...
Right. I mean, I think that their aim is correct. I mean, they need to start honing in on foreign talent, too. Make it a global league.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I'd really like to see the PHF include, like, start playing the PWHPA.
That'd be cool.
Because they only play a couple games anyway. And I know most of those athletes on the PWHA, they just basically play for Team Canada, Team USA.
Right.
But I really think those athletes need to be incorporated into an established league.
Like the old American League, National League, or like the Western Hockey League. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's way back. Consolidating that into the NHL.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, obviously... Those are
different times, but yeah.
They're going on these tours to try to make more money for the game.
Right.
For women who play the game.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. Maybe this rebrand is going to lead to higher salary caps and reunite the top talent.
It's a lot of pressure you're putting on the marketing department there, bud.
Yeah. I mean, they did just double their salary cap.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. I like it. I think it's cool. I think that it's it kind of goes there, you know, without going completely there in the sense of like we're just going to drop like women, because, like, it doesn't really matter. We're just going to be the PHF, and that's it, like the Premier Hockey Federation. So I'll be interested to see how it pans out. Interesting stuff, though. Cool. Do you know when their season starts?
I believe it's November 6th. I might have it here.
And again, these teams are concentrated in the U.S. Northeast.
Yeah. November 6th is the opening weekend. They will all be playing. So the teams are Boston, Buffalo, Connecticut, Metropolitan, which is New Jersey, Minnesota, and Toronto.
Gotcha. So the only kind of like Midwest, northern Midwest would be Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think DC needs a team, bro.
Yeah, I think they do.
That'd be cool. Bring it on down to the Capitol. So yeah, I mean, I'm cool with it. I think that it's an interesting move. I can't wait to see how it pans out in the future as far as like longevity goes. You know, doubling your salary cap is good. I don't know the financials. Obviously, I don't think many people do of this, of the former NWHL and now PHF. But hopefully, if financials are strong enough to double the salary cap, that's a strong indication that things are going in the, or at least trending in the right direction. So,
yeah, you know, they should get a DC team, and they should call them the DC Roosevelts, and their logo can be Eleanor Roosevelt.
God, that is a terrible idea. Why? There's nothing cool. I mean, there's nothing cool logo-wise. Like, from a marketing standpoint, good God, how am I going to make that a fucking logo, dude? Just Eleanor doing what? Just her face? Like Pepperidge Farms?
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, that would be the most DC thing ever, I think. Just old Eleanor. And I mean, would it be young Eleanor or old Eleanor? I don't hate the name. The Roosevelts? Sounds a little elitist, but I don't care.
I mean, maybe early in office time.
Okay. Gotcha. I mean, I just feel like DC to be like the Eagles or like something. You know, like, you can't say, I mean, the congressmen, the senators, you know, you can't say anything with congressmen in it because that would be counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
The Capitals obviously have been taken, but I don't know. The monuments, maybe?
Yeah, it's not bad.
The DC monuments?
DC representatives.
Oh my God. Now, you know what? We're saying too much. This idea is always it gets stolen.
You know, the representatives. I thought about if we did one here in Wheeling.
Okay.
And with the Wheel being a nickname, be the West Virginia Wheel.
The West Virginia Wheel, yeah. The Wheeling Wheels, though? Because they would have to be a city, dude.
No. Metropolitan.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
Minnesota.
I feel like we would just get a bunch of Penguins fans, too. Part of that fan base.
I mean, yeah. But it would also be Ohio.
True. Not the... You don't think that, like, the Wheeling... I don't know. What does the Ohio River have? You know, toxic sludge. The toxic sludge
and acid all the rain,
huh?
The acid rain.
Yeah,
one of the highest ever recorded acid rains was in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so maybe the acid rains. You know, basically, it would be like you know, we're just gonna come out and beat the shit out of you, like just mad fights.
Yeah, that acid rain is what is watering your basil. How's that make you feel?
Not happy. Not happy at all. Yeah. I don't like that chemical downpour. Alright, we've digressed far enough. Way too far, actually, yeah. Probably on this. Tell us about the Women's Worlds. Did what happened? Did we win?
Well, I don't know. Before we do that, should we maybe talk about bets?
What kind of bets?
Football.
Like, maybe DraftKings week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you won't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 2 game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And that's the ad read.
There it is. Speaking of football, the LA Rams are beating the Bears 13-7 at halftime.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, some people might.
That's okay.
If you're listening to this, when it comes out, you know, there's a Thursday night game.
Right.
That you could, you know, use this promo code for. So
it's true. Do it. Thank us later.
Thank us later. Right. So let's talk Team USA.
Okay.
The I. That's too many eyes. I.
Oh my god.
2IHF tournament, Women's Worlds. You know, it was canceled in 2020 because of COVID. And then they canceled it this year because of COVID and rescheduled after some drama.
Yeah. They weren't originally going to reschedule it.
There was no contingency plan. I think there was enough of a social media outcry that they did and pretended that they were always going to. But that just ended early September. So, you know, Team USA is the current world champions. They won every world championship since 2013, which they don't have the tournament during the Olympic years.
Right.
And Team USA won the most recent Olympics. So, Team USA were the queens of world hockey coming into this tournament.
Okay.
I believe if they had won and gotten their sixth in a row, it would tie a Canadian record.
Interesting.
So
you kind of, I think you kind of buried the lead there.
No, I said coming into it.
Oh, if they will win. Okay. All right.
Maybe I did. So they had a pre-tournament game against the Olympic athletes from Russia. They won 6-0.
Yeah.
No surprise. Team Russia's women are not nearly as competitive as the men's program.
Sure.
Team USA gets a 3-0 win over Switzerland in game one.
Okay.
3-0 win over Finland in game two.
That's a pretty big win. Finland's it pretty is. Good.
That's who they beat in 2019 to win gold.
Yeah.
In a shootout. Game three, a 6-0 win over Russia again. And then Canada absolutely dominates them. 5-1 in the final game of group play.
Interesting.
I attribute this a little bit to Canada's hungry. Yeah. Team USA is not. And it showed.
Okay.
But we go in to play Japan in the quarterfinals. Team USA gets a 10-2 win. They started scoring in the first period. Japan had a little late push in the first period. A couple of nice goals. 5-2 after one. But USA killed a penalty to start the second period. And after that kill,
it was just over.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely done. Like I said, 10-2. Crazy stat here. Team USA outweighed Team Japan on average by 24 pounds and were 3 inches taller.
Dude, how do you play against a team like that? Like, that's huge. That's a lot. You know, 24 pounds? Jesus.
That's like JV versus varsity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the middle school team versus your high school team. Yeah. And then 3 inches taller on average? Jesus. I mean, we talk all the time about how height is so important in hockey.
Yeah.
Unless you're sick.
Your reach, your strides.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right. I mean, if it was only for me, if I would have just got that extra inch to be like a bona fide 6 foot, I probably would be playing in the NHL right now.
Yeah. 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 Sure you would.
Yeah, I think that's all I needed.
Yeah. Maybe some speed, some strength.
Easy.
Some handles.
Okay, well. A shot. Anything. All of it. All right. Anyways, so what happened after that?
So, Team USA beats Finland 3-0 in the semifinal game. It was competitive. Finland was... They were skating hard and playing with Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very obvious that Team USA was the better team. I mean, Team USA killed off 4 penalties. They outshot them 33-14. Goals by Alex Carpenter, Murphy, and an empty netter by Kendall Coyne, Schofield. Obviously, Nicole Hensley with a shutout. And that takes us to the rematch with Canada. Championship game. Team USA came out in the first. It was 2-0 after one. Alex Carpenter had 2 hard-working, gritty goals in front. And honestly, I thought this game's over.
Really?
I did.
Can't count out Canada. They're too stacked.
Right? And I was wrong. Because in the first couple minutes, Canada scores 2-1. And then, but that was on a power play for face-off violation.
What the fuck? That sounds like some fucking... I think that's rigged. Rigged.
Well,
Colin rigged.
The IIHF has some real touchy rules.
Right. That just so happened to benefit Canada this year.
Yeah. Okay. 2 minutes later, right off the face-off, Canada ties it up. At this point, it's Canada's game. And it ended up going to overtime, so no more goals until then. This was a very physical game. I saw a lot of people go down.
Well, I mean, this is two teams that legitimately do not probably like each other when they're playing each other, at least.
Yeah, like, for sure.
There's a lot of bad blood. I mean, they're the two top dogs, you know, it's like the two alpha dogs going at it, you know, here with Canada and the U.S. Most, I mean, it's, I would say that Canada and the U.S. in the women's game they're clear head and shoulders above everyone else.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, minus like a couple crazy players that are on maybe like Finland or some other teams, it's basically those two. So there's got to be a lot of bad blood when you're always seeing this team in international play. And also being benchmarked against them every step of the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, to reference our interview with Kristen Lewicki, you know, it's a very physical game. Even though the rules don't necessarily allow you to line someone up at center ice, the women's game is very, very competitive and very physical.
And I'm sure that they just, I mean, you know, you look at these games and they know how to angle you off to make you work for work through the boards. Like, you know, that's the worst shit, trying to, like, break through someone who's got the angle on you in the boards.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. I mean, you've really got to start churning those legs at that point. So it's definitely physically grueling as well.
Yeah, and there were plays that I would have wanted a penalty in the NHL.
Yeah.
And they didn't call it. So
really? So just letting them play.
Yeah. It was very good physical hockey. A lot of talent, a lot of skill. And then Pauline, I'm not sure how to say her name. Mm-hmm. She wins it. Apparently, she and Brianna Decker have a nice little rivalry back and forth. Mm. Kind of...
It's like chirp fest.
They get real pissy with each other. Like they, you know, they lose their cool and get real physical on the boards. And they had a few moments I saw. And this time, the American Decker is the losing end of that. But it was a good game. Team Canada gets their first world's gold since 2012. Canada did outshoot USA 32-25, and Melody Daoust was the tournament MVP. Elise Declan from Team USA was best defender and also on the media all-star team.
Okay.
The tournament named Brianna Decker, Hillary Knight, and Stecklin as the three best tournament players, and Hillary Knight became the women's world goal leader. She now has 47 in her career, and she now has 80 total points. And
that's all-time goal leader.
Yeah, all-time. Yeah. All-time in world championships.
Gotcha.
She's got 80 points, and 86 is the record. So she'll probably break it in a year or two.
Interesting. Good for her.
Except there won't be a tournament next year because the Olympics.
Right.
And even though Team USA came in second, they did stay as the top team in the rankings.
And it goes, top five would be USA, Canada, Finland, Russia, and Switzerland.
Yes.
Japan, but you know what? Here, let's talk about number six. Japan over the Czech Republic, Sweden, or Germany, Sweden, and Hungary in that order. I mean, we've talked about this on this pod like so many times about how like the improvement from Japan in their first Olympics, the women's hockey program, to now is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, when I watch them Olympics to Olympics, because, you know, I don't really follow like international play at all. So when I saw him play in the first Olympics, I was like, that's rough. They yeah. never scored. They like that Olympics, they had scored like one goal and they were like so pumped. That was a huge thing in play. And I think they only like scored one or two goals the whole tournament. The, next Olympics though, in Sochi, they were like, holy shit, this is way better than what they were before. I mean, night and day.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that the Japanese women really have this like hockey thing. Like there's some sort of bug going on.
Yeah, they're probably the fastest improving organization.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's cool to see that. I mean, I guess you could consider Russia the like Far East, but like not really. Let's be honest. Cool to see the Far East. I mean, Japan's women team being like at the precipice of honestly hockey in the Far East.
Yeah, it's really good for the growth of the game.
Yeah,
Japan, South Korea is catching on a little bit.
Yeah,
probably not China yet, but
right as we talked about on Monday.
Yeah, you know, Team Japan. They went, I think it was 4-2. I mean, that's a good tournament.
This tournament?
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's a great showing.
Yeah.
You know, I wish my beer league team could go 4-2.
Same.
That's good stuff. Well, hey, you know what? I love to see that, like, you know, because again, we were talking about how the U.S. and Canada, and while I'd love to see the U.S. dominate, I think it's good for the sport, especially the ladies' game, to go from, you know, to show it worldwide and see other teams kind of from other countries, you know, get into hockey and doing well at it. So, can't hate that.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Paul, you have anything else?
Go Irish.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Anyways, well, Caps fans, thanks for tuning in. We're going to be recording like madmen on the 18th to get a bunch of episodes out because we're going to be off for the next couple weeks after this. But we'll still be giving you some pretty relevant information and hopefully lining up some good interviews. So until the next time, Hockey Show Poly Cupcakes, signing off. Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Poly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Poly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, at Hockey Podnet on social, and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.